Sometimes we think that we are all alone. But we are never completely alone. We are always connected to other people around us. At the very least, we are connected to God, our Creator. He is our author, the one who made us, the one who wrote us in his book. 400 years ago, the poet John Donne wrote these words, "No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. All mankind is of one author and is one volume. When one man dies, one chapter is not torn out of the book, but translated into a better language. And every chapter must be so translated." Almost 500 years ago, Martin Luther wrote the hymn that we are singing, a paraphrase of the Ten Commandments. The commandments help us to know who we are and who we are to be. God says, "I am your only God and Lord." That means that we are never completely alone, never completely left to ourselves, never completely on our own. God is always with us as our Heavenly Father, as our Lord and Master, as our constant companion and comforter. Sometimes we don't want God to be there. We want to do our own thing. We want to sin. God reminds us, "No, I am your Lord and God." It means we should fear, love, and trust in God more than anything else, above all things. The first table of the law, the first three commandments, which we just sang, make clear, "You shall have no other gods. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain by cursing, swearing, or being superstitious. You shall keep the day of rest holy, setting aside time to hear and learn God's word, because his word, those holy scriptures, were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing that, you might have eternal life in his name." We sing the next stanzas.
Thank you.
We are often defined by our relationships. And it's important for us to know that we are never completely single, even if it says so on Facebook. And even when we are married or in a relationship, we have to remember that God should always be included in that relationship. And that will guide how we treat each other. Because we are all creatures of the one true God, we are connected to our friends, our family, our fellow believers. The second table of the law, Commandments 4 through 10, show us these connections and how we should conduct ourselves. Honor your parents. Do not kill. Honor marriage. Do not steal. Do not tell lies. Do not desire what belongs to others. All these things affect not only others around us, but they also affect us and who we are. Again, John Donne wrote, "Any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind." Anything that hurts or affects other people involves me as well. We tend to think that I can do whatever I like as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. Nobody else is really getting hurt if I do something. But even our thoughts of hatred or lust or envy or greed take away from who I am as an individual and who we are as mankind, created by God to be his dear children. No man is an island. I am involved in mankind. So how should I act toward my roommate? God says, "I am your God and your Lord, who made you and redeemed you." How should I treat the person I'm dating? "I am your Lord and God, who made you and redeemed you." How should I think about those people that I work with, people from other countries, even people who hate me? "I am your Lord and God, who made you and redeemed you." When we consider who God is and who God made us to be, we know what God expects of us, and we thank him for the gifts of family and friends and neighbors and all things. The Ten Commandments give us a sort of reverse sense of how God intended things to be, how perfect it was for Adam and Eve for a little while, and how it will be again in heaven when we are redeemed, restored, and glorified. There in heaven, we will have no other gods. There in heaven, we will worship God with our whole heart. There in heaven, we will love our neighbor as ourselves. There in heaven, there will be no hatred, no murder, no lust, no greed, no envy. When we repent of these things on earth and receive forgiveness through the righteousness of Christ, who kept all these commandments for us, we will enjoy the perfection of heaven, where we will have true peace and harmony with all people. We will have perfect relationships. No man is an island. We are all involved in mankind. We turn in repentance to God, our only security. And one day we too will be translated into that better language and be part of that holy book whose author is God. We sing the final stanzas. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.